streets. Who's on the line?
It's me, Red. How you doing?
What's up, Red? It's Mo Quick, Young Jack, Shouty, Shouty. What's up? What can we do for you?
What's up, wow?
Man, I see y'all doing this show, man. Look, man, I went on this date with this girl. I was calling her, texting her, man. She ain't been hitting me back. I know she got me on block, man. I'm just trying to see if y'all help me out, man. What's going on?
Well, tell us a little bit about the date, bro. Red.
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 Man, check this out, man. I took her out to dinner, and I had to drop her off at work. And once I had dropped her off at work, man, I had a little incident when I got back, when I picked her up. But I didn't think it was nothing major, you know? It was something small. I felt like it was small, but I guess the way that she looked at it, man, I don't know how she looked at it.
Let's get her on the phone and figure out what it is you did and if she was or was not okay with it. Okay, babe. What's her name?
Britt.
Okay, let's try to get Britt on the phone right now.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Britt, please?
Yes, sir.
Hi, oh, baby, I'm sorry to wake you up.
Oh, Jock.
We ain't even cleared your throat.
You sound like you just finished having sex.
Hey, I'm sorry, Britt. This is Jock. Ooh, shout out, shout out, Mo Quick Streets Morning Takeover. You got a minute. Can we get a minute of your time, baby?
Why she do this? Hey, y'all, get my number.
Okay, so look, we do this thing on our show every morning. I'm going to be real quick because I know you probably got to get back to sleep.
Oh, whatever you're doing.
We got this thing on our show called Second Date Update that we do every day, man. And it's real cool because people get to call in, talk about their date and how great it was. And they usually try to figure out why they didn't get a second date. So a gentleman by the name of Red called us and said, y'all had a good little situation, but he ain't heard back from you. You even put his number on block. So you want to fill us in? Can you squeeze us in and tell us about it?
Red.
Yeah,
this
Red.
Okay. So... we go out, whatever. Everything cool. We got to dinner. Then I had to go to work. He dropped me off at work, and then he come pick me up. And I get back in the car, and all this shit in the car. Like, I'm looking in the back seat. He got clothes, shoes. Wow. I see a box of clippers and all type of shit in the car. And I'm looking like, what's going on? I'm like, what you about to do? Why you got all this shit in your car? And he like, man, somebody must have seen me riding around and told my baby mama that you was in the car with me.
Oh,
you
know,
I
get
over
wow.
She got out of my street or whatever.
Whoa.
I'm like, what? So, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, this must think he about to come to my crib or something. So wow. I had to drop me off at my mama house because, you know, you ain't about to come to my shit. So he dropped me off at mama house. He looking sad and shit. And I'm just like, I can't believe this. Like, first of all, why would you even put me in a situation like that? Right. Like, they probably looking for you. You know, okay. Like, why would you even pick me up?
Okay, Britt. So check it out. This is where the part of the show gets even more interesting because he didn't tell us about none of this. But he is actually on the phone, so y'all can talk about it
homeless
right now.
Red.
Yes. Homeless Red.
Here we got Red.
Homeless Red.
On the phone, man. I didn't think you gonna sit up there and say some shit like that, man. After I took her out and all that shit, man. Come on now.
Red, why would you pick me up and all your stuff in the car? First of all, why would you even be riding me around to let somebody see me? You, like, I didn't even know you was in a situation. I didn't even know you was with nobody. Okay. You told me you wasn't even with nobody.
I mean, we just started talking. Why would I just put all that on you, man? Like, that's up.
But why would you come pick me up and all that stuff? And then, like, you was trying to come to my house with it or something.
Man, cuz, we talked about everything. You talking about you a ride or die chick. I'm trying
to...
We trying to see.
Okay, I'm not about to ride or die for no... I don't know. This is a first.
Girl,
I don't even know you.
Dad, I ride, but I ain't dying.
Tell
him, girl.
She sound like a ride or die, too.
She said she ain't a ride or die, but you done let him take you. Now, he know where you work, and he know where your mama live at, but you just met him.
You might die.
Hey, look, Britt, girl, 100%, I'm with you. I feel you. Don't be having me in no BS. I don't even know you like that. But, Red, I feel you, too. She was cool enough to go out with you, but then when your stuff got put out, she's trying to leave you.
But we gotta ask you.
We gotta ask.
We got to.
Brittany, you know he going through some stuff right now, but say he get it together and would like to take you out again. Is it cool? Can y'all go on a date too?
Hell no.
Dang.
Red, I'm so sorry, baby.
You lost a good one because she sound real cool and down too, man.
When you get to that point, but not until then. Hey, we appreciate you for calling us up, Red. Thank you for letting us call Brent. Atlanta, you already know how it goes. What you think about that?
Oh, man.
Call us up, 443-520-945.